Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Bhutale.
truth of the five Lord Parama. Because he is Balaram. That was explained. Brajendra Nandana Jai Shashi Shuta Hoyo Shai. How he would infuse his disciples with spiritual
strength.
Especially during Kirtan, this could be seen. The devotees became so enthusiastic during the Kirtan that they were able, by the mercy of Lord, to tear out a tree of this dimension when it was in the way of the Kirtan. Yes. They were really violent. And there was sometimes children would hear the kirtan of Lord Nityananda. And they wanted to go with Lord Nityananda. So the whole village tried to capture them. But 100 strong men were not powerful enough to hold the children. They were just direct 100 men behind them. There was one associate of Lord Nityananda, his name was Murari Chaitanya. He would play around with tigers. He would ride on tigers. And because he was so strong, no one could, the tigers could do anything against him. They had to say,
Eagle.
Yes? Similarly, this movement, you know, one personality came from India's, from India. He was an elderly gentleman who was driving over the ocean and suffered a heart attack. He came to the Western world, which was completely determined to stay the way they were. And he transformed these men who were completely under the spell of Maya into nice devotees. This is happening by spiritual strength. And around him a huge empire grew of temples, farm communities, and so on and so forth. And now even in Hungary there is a temple on in Dnipro. How is this possible? This is not possible by material calculation. There is some spiritual strength working here. You will be glad to hear the following lila. When Srila Prabhupada came in the beginning, he did not know anyone, of course. So one day he sat in Central Park. There was snow all around, and there was one man next also on this bench.
center of my mind, sorry.
No, yeah.
És hó volt körbe, és ott mint egy más kendőt, és azért
And the man, it was a little depressive atmosphere. And the man next to Srila Prabhupada was feeding pigeons. And one day he turned, he turned to Prabhupada and said, "Are you from India?" Egan. So then he said, "What do you have here in the United States?" Oh, said Prabhupada, "We have temples. Many temples. At that time nothing was there. We have farms. Many books, many, many devotees." "Oh, this is interesting," said the man who teaches there, the pigeon. "Can I visit your temple?" "No, not yet," said Prabhupada. "The temples are not yet open. Also the farm communities are not yet open. And the devotees are not yet made. And the books are also not yet printed. A little time is separating us. Just be patient until this little time is overcome." How did he know? He knew that it was Krishna's desire, and that by the strength of Lord Balaram he would fulfill it. It's just like an expert botanic gardener. When he sees a seed, he knows a little time is separating us from a huge tree.
Mint egy kertész is látja a magot, és tudja, egy kis idő választja bennünket, és egy nagy falat belőle.
He knows the force of biology.
És a biológia erejére.
Of plants, or whatever it is, you know. So, in the same way, Srila Prabhupada knew that this is the desire of Krishna, it has come, it will come, no doubt.
És ő is tudta, hogy a Krishna-t vágya,
like all of us have faith that prasadam will come. I think no one here is doubting it. This morning when I came up, there was paprika, and I could see there someone was cutting
paprika.
And one hears a little noise from the kitchen. So personally I have no doubt, maybe prasadam won't be on time because it's hungry, but at one time, latest in the night, there will be prasadam.
Lehet, hogy nincsen kicsit, kicsit később lesz, mert Magyarország, de legkésőbb vissza kapom, hogy is kell.
So, So, in a similar way, a devotee should have patience and confidence. He should know that by the strength of Lord
Balaram,
he also will become Krishna conscious. We just have to simply do one thing. We have to try to satisfy our spiritual master. And when you try, you will see that he is very easily satisfied. If you are sincere and honest. So this was one point which I wanted to make. Balaram is very, very important for us.
Yes.
Now I wanted to tell you a few nice little stories which show you the extraordinary potency of Bala. But I need to just You were so good when you were saying Sanskrit. You were so loud and so nice, and we have a few. Now you are. The light has left our valley. But if you are there, please say loud with full strength. So, the first time Lord Balaram's potency becomes visible is when he kills the Dhenukasura demon. It was an ass demon. He lived in a forest. And Talavan forest.
Talavan.
He had many ass friends. So one day the friends of Krishna wanted to take the fruits of the Talavan forest. But they didn't dare to go there because this huge ass who had mystical qualities, and sometimes he had the head of a tiger, he was residing there.
This
was not an ordinary demon.
It
was really special. If you read in the Garga Sangita, you will become a poet. Then Balaram came there with Krishna. And the Balaram began shaking the trees. And all the fruits came down. And this is what the ass here, who just had his rest. He became furious. And he attacked Lord Balaram. By kicking him against the chest. Now this ass had the strength of 10,000 elephants. It was not some ordinary ass which is used for construction in Vrindavan. But Lord Balaram didn't feel the kicking more than like the right with the ballot. He did not favor at all. Then terrible fight began, and at the end Lord Balaram took the ass by the hand, like just whirled him around. Yes. Like sometimes in Gita, when it goes very strong, you go like the chatter. So then he threw it against the tree. It's very high tree. His garden was several kilometers high. See, this is happening in a different dimension in the spiritual world. So the tree fell, and hit the ground. Then Dhenukasura came again. Now he was very, very angry. He was feeling slightly disturbed. And again Lord Balaram took him and threw him, and finally he killed him. So the reason why Krishna had not killed him but Balaram was because Krishna had given this demon had appeared in it was family related to Prahlad Maharaj family.
So then, later Krishna and Prahlad Maharaj were related to Prahlad Maharaj family.
He told Prahlad, Krishna had promised Prahlad that no he would kill anyone, any demon appearing in his family. So therefore Balaram
killed it.
So this demon also represents a bad quality which we all have.
It is false
pride.
You know,
vanity.
By
Balaram can kill that. And this day we pray, Lord Balaram, take your club and my false pride. So at another time, Lord Balaram came back to Vrindavan. And he met his gopis and did a Rasa Leela
dance.
And it was a very transcendental atmosphere. There was, I think Kuvera had sent his daughter Varuni, isn't it? The daughter of Kuvera. Varuni. From all the trees, honey was
dripping.
Because she took the form of honey. Very nice and aroma. And Balaram became very drunken. He drank this honey. His eyes began to roll. Once he had become also drunken with honey. And he began to challenge Lord Indra. Indra, I am prepared to smash the whole universe. You are just a plaything in the hands of your wife, Sachi. Then he was looking at the members of the Yadi
dynasty.
Why are you all laughing? I want to drink more honey. Everyone was feeling highly afraid. He's becoming so drunk with honey. He can finish the whole universe. And then because Lord Balaram is a gentleman, he took a rest. A gentleman could take a tough situation, a rest, and a low-class person to continue to make a lot of noise. Maybe I should not wait, I should see what is going to happen in this temple. I should maybe take the next bus. So that is getting some serious doubts. No, but we are not... we have to need so much time.
We have to need
so much time. It was really very gentle. Anyways, Lord Balaram came in his special mood again, and he told the Yamuna, Yamuna, please come here. We want to take a bath in you.
شكرا رسول بارا مسحتان كل الاشكال من الوقت شخص كان يقول كل الجرى إذا جدا يكون بلا
So the Yamuna most probably thought, what is he saying? I mean, he can come to me, but why do, how can I come to him?
Yamuna was going to say, he can just say, Allah, if you have that, you have to come to me.
Yamuna, why are you not coming?
Yamuna made a name.
So he took his cloud.
So that he would?
Put it in the ground. And he met this riverbed. Many different riverbeds. And in this way the Yamuna was forced to flow towards him. And then he took a bath. There is a place in Vrindavan which you can visit, it is called Ramaghat. And there Yamuna still has different branches. And you can see at one, there is a huge granite. And it's full with very peculiar forms of, you know, writing, like someone has taken a cloud Even to this day, you can see the witnesses of Lord Balaram's Leela. You can put your head there in the cloud. One day, Lord Balaram was dragging a whole town into the river. It was when the devotees, when the Kauravas did not want to give Sambhavet whom they had
captured.
Another time Lord Balaram fought with a huge demon called Vivida. Do you know King Kong?
King Kong
is an invention of the poetic mind. A huge monster gorilla. Now this is actually, there is someone like King Kong. It is borrowed from Krishna book. According to Carl Jung, the different mythological figures have a real origin.
Carl Jung said, one of the mythology is
So this Dvivida has, like a ghost, haunted the imagination of different civilizations.
So Dvivida can sell and mix up things that are
and he's the original King Kong. He also wanted to enjoy women like the King Kong which we know. He wanted to enjoy the beautiful ladies who were together with Lord Balaram. But Balaram, after giving him a solid fight, killed him. So there are many different stories about Lord Balaram. And around noontime, Lord Balaram will appear here in Hungary, in our temple. And he will perform one of his leela. Yes, he will be able to witness. how the Lord will do his honey lila. Maybe there is some honey prasadam for us here. So you can get blissful in your material existence. So, on this particular day, we should solidly take shelter under the lotus feet of Lord Balaram. He is ready to give us his mercy. He is ready to give us spiritual strength. If we want to take it. There is one simple art in Krishna consciousness, and that is to differentiate between the material energy and the spiritual energy. In Krishna consciousness, we should always choose the things of the spiritual energy. For instance, there is kirtan. When there is kirtan, we should dive into kirtan. We should not stand at the side of the kirtan. We should go full into it, like Vaikunthanath and Goni Rai. Like Balade is very nice dancing yesterday. Very acrobatic dancing. This is a recommend. See, the material energy is only the shadow of the spiritual energy. But because our eyes are so much accustomed to darkness, we prefer the shadow. We have to practice preferring the spiritual energy. And that is done by simply doing it. So today I wanted to give one nice understanding which will help you to advance in your Krishna consciousness and capture the essence of the mercy of Lord Balaram. As we all know, to become realized in Krishna consciousness, we need to increase the quality of our job, of our chanting the holy name. Now, sometimes we do not have a great taste in chanting the holy name. And when we are chanting, we become highly inattentive. Our mind begins to wander, or it is simply not there, and the holy name is there. It is very difficult for a devotee who has developed inattention by chanting this round to hear spiritual strength. This inattention while chanting the holy names is the breeding ground of all our difficulties. When we are inattentive, we cannot make any advancement in Krishna consciousness. Then, from this inattention, illusions come. You can chant 50 rounds a day, but if you are inattentive, still you will be in illusion. And the devotee who is full of illusion, he will one day commit offenses. And these offenses will kill his spiritual life. So why are we constantly inattentive? Because we are weak. Our weakness manifests in the inability to concentrate our mind. If you are really a strong person, like you like to believe, then tell your mind what you wanted to do for the next 5 minutes. You will see it. It's more easy to capture a wolf by its two ears than to capture the wandering mind. So, what to do when we see ourselves being inattentive? First of all, we must really desire to have a change. See, our inattention comes when a thought which is not desired enters our mind and we don't throw him out immediately. Like you are chanting Hare Krishna, all of a sudden you think, oh, Varuni, 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 the honey which you were drinking today. Or you think when you chant Hare Krishna, oh, my activities which I'm going to do over the day. Or you think about your inglorious past. Or about your hurt feelings. He said to me, I am like the Nukasura and I'm in Maya. You are little despair. In this way the mind can go to many unpleasant subjects. The trick is you should throw them out immediately. What would you do if all of a sudden a dirty, stinking drunkard would come into the temple? Who does not even take his shoes out? His shoes is full of this stool of dog. What would you do, Nandalula? Smile? That's all? But what if he does not leave the place? If he lies down before the altar, talks all kinds of nonsense, very offensive language, he would call you a cat ass. What do you do? Smile. Then he would call Vaikundanath a bad name. Then he would drag Baladev on his sika. He would smile. No, you would take it, throw him out silently. Hey, this is not okay. You would smile maybe while doing it, but you would throw him out. That's the important part. Then the same way, when a thought enters our mind which is diverting us from Krishna, we should throw him out. We should pray to Lord Balaram for this grace. not tolerate any nonsense thought which can divert us from chanting. To improve your chanting, it's also nice if you have association with nice chanters. Like the other day, I was in the room downstairs and I heard Bhakti Vedan was chanting very nice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, very loud. So then I thought, look, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. This helps. There are some things which help. Also, Baladev was chanting. You remember that one morning you were chanting very nicely. Did you remember? No, I remember. When Balabhadra was there, he was chanting very carefully. So I thought, what is the next chanter? Let me also try.
Not only I sit and just have.
So we should a good association. Therefore, it's nice to chant in the temple room.
As it were, you are chanting in your party.
If you are outside the temple room and chant there, your mind begins to wander.
Of course, I think the temple room is going to be that.
And you talk. If Abhimanyu is here, you will talk like anything. He's a young man full of life. He always talks. But he can also change very fast. If he wants. So, another nice tip is, of course, we all do this, change the Panchatattva Mahamantra. But chant it prayerfully, like a prayer. Oh, please let me chant properly. And we should learn to chant at the proper time, which is early in the morning. The chanting in the Brahma Muhurta time is so good. It is described that reading and chanting is 5 times more powerful during Brahma Muhurta. These are some advices. When you feel tired, just walk up and down. And don't chant too loud. Sometimes people will say, "Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna." This is not good. It should be softly chanted. Because it's only kirtan which should be done very loudly. Yeah, it should be that silently. And the main thing, however, is a desire to improve the chanting. When every one of us becomes a pure and strong chanter, we can take over Hungary in a short amount of time. Because all the strength comes from there. Now, personally, think that you are all very attached to chanting Hare Krishna because your kirtan is very lively.
So, as a woman,
and you are close to the, you can, but now you have to perfect your chanting. And that is when you are, when your mind is fully concentrated on the
Buddha.
In this way, you will be always living under the protection of Lord Balarama. Because you will be constantly in the spiritual atmosphere. There is a, I want to end with a nice story about Lord Ram's protection for his devotee. Who knows what form Balaram took when he appeared in the Ram Lila? Last one. Yes. Very good. Lord Balaram came as Lakshman. He always comes when the Lord comes and helps him. So we all know, of course, that Lakshman, you know, that Sita was picked. Do the devotees know about Lord Ramachandra here? Something, huh? Something. Ravana kidnapped Sita. But when he tried to do so, he noticed it was very difficult. See, Rama had left the house or the hut that Sita was staying in. Because she wanted to have a deer. And she had asked him to get this deer for her. So she followed, and no, he followed the mystic, the deer, who in reality was a demon. When he finally, when Rama decided, now this is enough, he took an arrow and killed this deer. And the deer took its original monster form. But before dying, it screamed, "Oh Sita, oh Lakshman," in the voice of Rama. So you must know that when Rama left the hut, he had told Lakshman to always stay together with Sita.
And
never leave her, no matter what. But now they have this warning. And Sita said to Lakshman, "What are you waiting for? Run to help your brother."
No,
said Lakshman. The whole universe is afraid of Rama. Why should he be afraid of anyone? Oh, said Sita, "I know why you are not going to go. You always wanted to have me, enjoy with me. And now when your brother is in danger, you don't want to help him. You want to see his death." So this was too much. Lakshman went. But before he went, he drew a circle around the hut. And he said to Sita, "As long as you remain in the circle, you will be protected. But if you leave it, the demons can get you." So this was so then he went and he found Rama, who was running towards the hut. "This is a trap of a demon," said Rama. "Let us run. I fear very greatly for Sita." So at this moment, Ravan
came
with a hat. and he wanted to cross the set. When he touched the set of fire
came,
he burned his
but
thrown back. To do, I can't keep
Madam Sita.
He is protected. There's a ball of mantra around there. The only possibility is if she comes out. So Ravan dressed like an ascetic. And he came and he said, "Oh, Mother Sita, I'm so hungry. Please give me something to eat."
"Oh, Sita,
So Sita went into the house. She was all the time thinking of Rama, Rama, Rama. She was putting the fruit together from the altar. He came and she took a plate of fruit down where the center was. All said, "Ravan, can't you bring me the fruit?" "No, my superiors have asked me to stay close to the hut. You please take it from here."
So,